With a mountainous backdrop and St. Mary Lake just a short walk away, this stop on the Going to the Sun Road offers breathtaking scenery as well as many services and activities. Accommodations are available in motel or cabin units and at the 82-site Rising Sun Campground. A camp store and gift shop offer souvenirs, basic groceries, and camping necessities. The casual restaurant offers Southwestern and traditional American fare and can provide box lunches to those headed out for the day on the trails. In addition, showers are available for a fee. This is the only location in Glacier National Park that has showers. Tours aboard the historic red buses depart from Rising Sun, and the park's new free shuttle system stops here as well. The trailhead to Otacomi Lake is located near the camp store, and this interesting 10-mile round trip starts in the wooded St. Mary Valley, climbs past small waterfalls, creeks, and wildflowers before opening to the Rose Basin and Otacomi Lake, surrounded by impressive mountain scenery. Please remember that anywhere in Glacier National Park is bear country. Never hike alone, and be sure to make noise on the trails. Talking, singing, and clapping your hands occasionally are all good ways to alert bears to your presence and provide them with time to move out of the way. Be sure to read all the information on bears you were provided at the park entrances before you attempt any trail in the park. Across the Going to the Sun Road, a short walk leads to the shore of St. Mary Lake, where majestic peaks surround the cold, clear water. Glacier Park Boat Company offers tours of St. Mary Lake several times daily and provides a view that most visitors miss. Waterfalls, Sexton Glacier, and Wild Goose Island are all highlights of a trip on the lake. Rangers lead hikes to St. Mary Falls in conjunction with some tours, or you can combine a boat tour up the lake with a hike to Bering, St. Mary, and Virginia Falls and catch the free shuttle from the St. Mary Falls or Sun Rift Gorge shuttle stops back to Rising Sun. From the lake's surface, mountains with names like Metotapa, Little Chief, and Dusty Star all speak to the rich influence of Native American culture in the area, and it's easy to see why Native Americans referred to this as the walled-in lake when you see the mountains from the perspective of the lake's surface.